We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Ayin Alf. We begin on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara quotes an opinion regarding a certain halacha that's related to the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, the whole discussion of the previous daf was based on the brisa that the Gemara introduced, that of Ben Tema, because he argued on our Mishnah that said the Chagiga is brought and it can be consumed for 2 days and one night. And that Ben Tema had said that the Chagiga of Yudalad is only eaten for 1 day and one night. And that was a discussion on the previous daf. One of the statements that was said was that if the Chagiga of Yudalad is brought on Tezvav, as we're going to learn on today's daf, then we said that you can be Yaitse the Chiv of Simcha, which is the Shalmei Simcha with that carbon Chagiga that was supposed to be brought on Erev Yom Tov, but it was brought already on Yom Tov. You can fulfill your Chiv of Shalmei Simcha with that. However, you cannot fulfill your Chiv of the carbon Chagiga, which there's two Chagigas, one of Yudalad and one Tezvav. Now that you bring the one of Yudalad, you will not be able to fulfill your Chagiga of Tezvav of the 15th with the Chagiga of Erev Pesach. And that Bryce will come again into discussion on today's daf. Related to that, the Gemara brings the following halacha. Amr Ula Amr Ebelazar. Shlamim sheshachta me'erv yamtiv, a carbon shlamim that's slaughtered and brought on erev yamtiv, eino yoytze behen, you cannot fulfill with that carbon shlamim, loy mishum simcha, if you're going to be consuming that on the following day, because the carbon shlamim you get 2 days and one night, so if you burn erev Pesach on the first day of Pesach, and you're going to be eating that, you will not be fulfilling your chiyuv of bringing a shalmi simcha for the mitzvah of simcha on yamtiv, but loy mishum chagiga, and you will not fulfill your chiyuv of bringing the carbon chagiga on the first day of Pesach, although you're going to be having your shlamim now on the first day of Pesach, that will not be a fulfillment of either one of those chiyuvim. As the Gemara explains, Mishum Simcha, you're not going to be fulfilling your chiyuv of Simcha and Yom Tov, the Shalmi Simcha. The Chsiva says a pasuk in Devarim, which it says over there in Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Zayin, says if it's a vachta that you should slaughter a shlamim, vechalta shamim, you should eat it there. And it says v'samachta, and you'll rejoice lefnei Hashem lekecha, friend of Hashem, your God. So it says v'zavachta v'samachta, that is be'inan zavicha. We need to have a slaughtering. That is, we continue on top of Ayin Aleph and Aleph. That's b'shas simcha. That it's at a time of rejoicing. That means on Yom Tov, which is as man of simcha. That's when the zavicha should be v'leka. And we don't have that over here because here the zavicha, the carbon shlamim, was brought on erev Yom Tov, and therefore it won't be a fulfillment of the shalmei simcha because the zavicha has to be during the time of simcha on Yom Tov. B'shem chagiga, you're also not going to be fulfilling your chiv of chagiga because havadavar shebechayv, as we explained in the previous daf. The carbon chagiga is an obligatory carbon. And anything that's an obligation to bring could only come from things that are unconsecrated. And this was already kachim because it was brought as a shlamim on Erev Yom Tov. Therefore, you cannot fulfill your chiv of chagiga from that. So therefore, you can't fulfill simcha or chagiga with the shlamim that's brought on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, Le Masayele, let's bring a raya from a brisa that seems to support this opinion of Rabbi Elazar that you're not fulfilling your chiv of simcha or chagiga with this carbon shlam. Because it says a pasuk in Devarim, v'hayisa ach semech, that you should only be happy. And this is an extra pasuk, as Rashi points out, because before that, the pasuk says already, chag ha-sukkos, tas l'cha shabbos yamim, you should make sukkos for 7 days, and it says nearby, b'samach t'b'chagecha. Then it says again, shabbos yamim tachag, v'hayisa ach semech. So what's the purpose of increasing this joy? That the Brisa says this comes to include the night of the last day of Sukkot, and that is the mitzvah of Simcha is only with eating karbanos, with eating meat, which is what Simcha is, with eating a shlamim. Now, as Rashi points out, the last day of Sukkot itself, there is no chiyuv of Simcha to bring this carbon, because it says two times, Shivas Yam, 7 days, regarding the mitzvah of Simcha, and therefore we're excluding the eighth day. However, this term of a Yisa Ach Sameach is coming to include, however, the night of the last day that will still have a chiv of simcha to be eating this meat of the carbon that's being brought on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Now, on that, the Brisa says, is it definite what we're saying? Ato ima leila Yom Tov Achron, is it true that this ribui, the Yisa Ach Sameach, although the last day doesn't have that chiv of simcha, but the night before is what we're coming to include, or in eila leila Yom Tov Harishon, or maybe this that we're including in the simcha of Sukkot, that you have to be eating this basar, is going on the night of the first day of Sukkot. Now, because although that you're not allowed to bring karbanos at nighttime, and therefore you're not going to have any shalmi simcha that's being eaten on the first night of Sukkot, and that is what maybe the pasuk is coming to teach you, that you should slaughter a shlamim on Erev Yom Tov, so that you could have the simcha of the first night of Yom Tov, because those two times, both the night of the last day and the night of the first day, are both not included. So maybe the inclusion now would be the night of the first day. Time alayim, that's what the pasuk comes to tell you, that ach, it says, v'yisa ach sameach. Now the word ach and rock, they're always mutin, only, which means it's coming to exclude that chilek, it's differentiating that it's only going to be on the night of the 8th and not the night of the 1st. To which the Gemara asks, my time. What is the reason why the Braisa assumes that the miut part is excluding the night of the first day, and yet the inclusion part is coming to include the night of the last day, and why don't we say the exact opposite? So lav mishum, isn't it a riot to what Reb Elazar had said? The ein lo b'mayis sameach, because he doesn't have on the night of the first day of Sukkot with what to rejoice, and why not? Although we just said a good idea that bring a shlamim on Erev Yom Tov, which then could be brought on and eaten on the night of the first day, is because a shlamim that's slaughtered on Erev Sukkot, on Erev Yom Tov, is not included in simcha of being used as a shalmi simcha, because you need to have, as he said, b'zavachta b'samachta, you have to have the slaughtering during the time of the simcha, which is on Yom Tov and not from before Yom Tov. And that the Gemara says, it's not a right terrible laws. Could the Tani Taima, as the Brayis itself says, the reasoning why it's including the night of the 8th day and excluding the night of the 1st day. As it says, Mari Isala Rabbis Leila Yom Tov Achron, from where did you see fit to include in the Ribui part the night of the 8th day, Ulohitzi Leila Yom Tov Rishon, and to come to exclude the nights of the 1st day? That the Brayis says clearly, Marbani Leila Yom Tov Achron, why am I including the night of the 8th day, Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav, because there is Simcha that's been up until that point, which is all the days and the nights of Sukkot, up until now was Simcha, so now we say that it continues into the night of the 8th day. And I'm going to exclude the night of the first day, where there is no simcha beforehand. Therefore, there's not that buildup. And if we say it only starts on the day of the first day, and that's why when I'm including, I will be including the night of the 8th, and excluding the night of the 1st, and therefore no riot turbulaza, not because you couldn't bring, you could do it with a shlamim from Erev Yom Tov. It's for a different reason, because we'd rather have something that the simcha has been going up until then and let it continue into that versus the night of the first day. Maser Rav Yisuf, now Rav Yisuf asks on Reb Elazar's opinion. We learned in the Brayis, Chagigas Arba Asr. The Karma Chagiga that's brought on the 14th of Nisan, that is, we said there's two types of Chagiga, there's one that's on the 14th and there's one on the 15th. So now Rav Yisuf assumes in this question that we're talking about that it was slaughtered on the 14th when that Karma Chagiga is supposed to be brought. So this is the Brayis that we had brought on the previous staff, which we spoke about Ben Taima, which is what the Gemara is going to ask on Reb Elazar's opinion now. So it says within that braisa, Yetzaba Mishum Simcha, with that Karban Chagiga, the 14th, you will fulfill your Chiv of the Shalmi Simcha with that Karban Chagiga. V'ein Yetzaba Mishum Chagiga, however, you will not fulfill your Chiv of the Karban Chagiga of the 15th, which is a different Karban Chagiga. And as we said, because that's a Dav HaBaba Chayva, which cannot come from something else that's already been Niskadish, it has to be Chul. On that, the question is, according to Belazah, Amai, why is it that you can fulfill your Chiv of Shalmi Simcha with the Karban Chagiga of the 14th of Erev Pesach? But you have to have the slaughtering during the time of Simcha, which means on Yom Tov. And you don't have that over here because the Karban Chagiga is being brought at the same time as the Karban Pesach on Erev Yom Tov. So Amrav Ida Bar Oven, as we'd already explained this in the previous daf, she'ike v'shachta. You're right. If it would have been slaughtered on Erev Pesach, it would not be good for Shalmi Simcha. We're talking about that he held back, did not bring the Chagiga of Yudalit on Yudalit. Rather, he went and slaughtered on the next day on Tezvav, and that's why it will be good for the Shalmi Simcha, because the Zvicha is B'shas Teshchita. And Amr Vashri says even more, he says, Hachinam Mistaber. It makes sense to say, and logical that you would have to say, that it's this Chagiga of Yudalit was actually brought on the Tezvav, and that's why it's not difficult to coin Tribal Azim. Because the Eloi Tema Hachi, if you're not going to say that, rather you're going to say that it was on Yudalit, as it sounds like, Hamasnita Mankatanila. Now, who is the Tana of this Braisa, as we had mentioned in the previous daf? It's Ben Tema. The reason why it's Ben Tema, as we had proved on the previous daf, is because he's the one that says the Karban Chagiga is eaten for one day and one night, not like our Mishnah. Now, Ben Tema Hapasal Abelina. The difficulty becomes is that Ben Tema holds that the Karban Chagiga becomes not like the town of a Mishnah that's 2 days and one night. It becomes lina from that day of Erev Pesach and that night. And once it comes to the morning of Tezvav, it's already pasul, because he says only laila b'yayim. And therefore, how would you be able to say that you can fulfill your chiv of Shalmi Simcha, which is on the day of the 15th, on the first day of Yom Tov, with the Chagiga, but it never makes it there, if you're saying it was on the Yadal? Because it becomes pasul once it reaches the morning time, which is already in the morning, where you don't have time to ever eat it. Therefore, we can prove it's not difficult contra Belaza. Because the Togma that you did not bring, and you have to say it wasn't brought on your dal, because then you would never be able to even have it as a Shalmi Simcha. It would already be possible Lina, because it's like Ben Tema, who says it's only for good for a day and a night, and that's why it was Togma that was brought on Tezvav, and that's why it's okay according to Rebbe Laza, because it was Zvicha, Bishas Simcha, it was brought on the 15th and not on the 14th of Nisan. Now the Gemara continues to ask on Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Masav Rav, Rava asked from Mishnah Masech the Sukkah that says Hahalil, the Halil that's recited, and the Hasimcha and the rejoicing with the Karban Shlamim are Shmoyin are good for 8 days. Now Ve'i Amrit Bein and Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, if you say like Rabbi Elazar that the Karban that's being brought has to be at the time of when the rejoicing is, how could the Mishnah there say that the Hal and the Simcha is always going to be for 8 days, but sometimes it's only going to be 7? In such a case, when the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, and that is because from before Yom Tov, you can't do it on Shabbos itself, and you can't do it from before Yom Tov, as Rabbi Elazar says, because you need to have the Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. And therefore, the question becomes, according to Rabbi Elazar, how can you say the Simcha is always going to be 8 days? Sometimes it's only going to be 7 days, because you can't bring it on Shabbos, and you can't bring it from before Shabbos. So that contradicts Rabbi Elazar. Amar Avuhu Nebar Eid Rabbi Yehuda, he says that no, that you're right. The carbon of the Simcha, of the Shamay Simcha, sometimes could only be brought for 7 days. This that we said in the Mishnah in Sukkah, that the Simcha will be for 8 days, is Misamchei B'Seirei Haragalim. That the joy is with the point of the Shami Simcha is that the true Simcha, in Simcha Elabas, is with meat. So although the Shami Simcha will only be able to be brought for 7 days because it can't be brought on Shabbos and not from before, however, the idea is that there's another meat that could be consumed, which is the Seir HaChatos that's said on the first day, which every single day they would bring a Sar from the Tzibur, and this was a male goat, and all the Chatoyis that were brought on the outside Mizbeach were consumed, and therefore, since every carbon Tzibur that has a designated time, which is what this is Deicha Shabbos, so they were brought on Shabbos, and therefore there was meat, although it wasn't the Shamei Simcha, but there was meat of the Seir HaChatos specifically that was brought on Shabbos, and therefore you can have 8 days of Simcha, of the Simcha of that meat. However, Amar Rava, Rava says that Shtei Tshuvas B'Dava, there's two responses to this pshat you're giving, why it's not true. Chada, Disiri her golem, because one reason is that the carbon sar that's brought on Yom Tov, if you're going to come to eat it on Shabbos, because that's the day that we're saying you're not going to have 8, you're only going to have 7, because you can't bring it then, chay nechal, it's only going to be able to be eaten raw, tzli ein nechal, it's not going to be able to be eaten roasted, because it's roasting and it's cooking is not Deicha Shabbos, it's only bringing the carbon that's Deicha Shabbos, which you're allowed to do avoid, have shchita and the zrika, but you can't go ahead and roast it for the personal consumption, because it's Shabbos, you can't cook. And v'simcha b'chay leka, and therefore, that cannot be considered 8 days of rejoicing because there's no rejoicing in raw meat because it's not cooked. V'oid, and another component that Rav is saying, is that even if you're going to say that there is joy with eating raw meat, but the problem is, these chatois are only eaten by the kahanim. So kahanim oichim, so you're right, the kahanim are eating, but Yisrael b'masamichim, what are the non-kahanim, the regular Jews, what joy are they having for 8 days? You said the simchas for 8 days, maybe the kahanim do, because they could eat this raw meat, but the rest of the people that can't eat these karbanas of the chatas, with where do we find by them that the simcha is going to be for 8 days? And Rav Papa says a different pshat, what it is, how we're going to find, according to Rabbi Elazar, the simcha for 8 days, if we cannot bring when the first day is on Shabbos, which you can't do it on that day, and you can't do it before because it's not B'Shas Simcha. All other days, it would be the day before you could, because it's during that Yom Tov. But here, when the first day was on Shabbos, the day before is not on the Yom Tov itself. Rather, Papa says, how are you going to have the Simcha even on that Shabbos? Is Misamcha B'Ksus Nakia, you're going to be rejoicing. There's going to be Simcha with a clean clothing, the Yayin Yashin and old wine, and therefore there will be Simcha. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Elazar, it's not going to be difficult, although the Zvicha has to be B'Shas Simcha, and you're right, the Shalmei Simcha will not be for 8 days. But there will be Simcha in the sense of having nice clothing and good food, besides the Karbanis, besides the Shalmei Simcha with the Simcha of Basim. That was the interpretation of Ula in Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Now the Gemara says a reverse opinion. Kiyasa Rav, when Ravin came, Amr Rabbalazah, he had a different version of what Rabbalazah said. He said, the Shlam Sheshachtim Erev Yom Tov, regarding the Shlamim, if it was brought on Erev Yom Tov, Yaitze Behem Shem Simcha. He said that one can fulfill his Chiv of Shami Simcha with it. However, he agrees, Vein Yaitze Behem Shem Chagiga, that you cannot fulfill your Chiv of Chagiga with it. As he explains, Yaitze Meshem Simcha, you could fulfill your Chiv of Shami Simcha with that Shlam from Erev Yom Tov, because Loi Be'inan Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. He disagrees with Ul's interpretation with his Messiah that he has in Rabbi Elazar, and he says that you don't need to have the Zvicha during the time of the Simcha of the Yom Tov itself. However, V'loi Mishum Chagiga, you cannot fulfill Yechiv HaChagiga with it of the 15th, Because Havadavah Shebechayva, that Kama Chagiga is obligatory. Chodavah Shebechayva ain't the boil minachulin, and anything that has an obligation can only be brought from chulin, and this was already consecrated. That's why you cannot go ahead and bring it. So now the Gemara asked Meisve with what they had originally brought a support or attempted to bring a support to Ula's version of Rebbe Elazar. Now we bring as a question to Ravin's version of Rebbe Elazar, which is the exact opposite. We learned in the Brisa, it says in the Pasuk, Vayisach Samech, that you should only rejoice, which we had said. L'rabbis L'yam Tavach, and this comes to include the last day of the last night of the last day, L'simcha, for rejoicing, which should be like all the other nights of the Yom Tav. Now, the Brisa said, Atoima L'rabbis still L'yam Tavach, should we really say that this is coming to include the night of the last day? Oyeinei L'rabbis L'yam Tav Rishon, maybe it's only coming to include the night of the first day. Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk comes to teach you, Ach, only, which is a miyut, chilek, that is coming to differentiate and say that no, it only applies to the night of the eighth, not to the night of the first. Now, my time, what's the reason? Which is what the Gemara is coming to ask now on Rav's version of Belazah. Lav mishum de'in le b'may yisamech. Isn't it why we're excluding the night of the first day? Because there's nothing to rejoice with, because you can't bring karbanos at night, and you can't bring it from before, because that's already Erev Yom Tov. That's a zvicha, that's not going to be b'shas simcha, and yet Rav just said in Belazah, you don't need to have zvicha b'shas simcha. And then the Gemara says, loy, k'detain, like the Brisa itself says the reason. Because Mari is the rabbis lil Yom Tov Rach, and the Brisa says, from where did you see to include the night of the last day of Yom Tov? Ulahitzi lil Yom Tov Rishon, and to exclude the nights of the first day of Yom Tov. Because Marbani lil Yom Tov Rach, and I will include the nights of the last day of Yom Tov, she'er simcha lefanim, which there is rejoicing beforehand, up until now, the whole entire Yom Tov. Let's continue a little bit. Umaitzani lil Yom Tov Rishon, and I will exclude the night of the first day of Yom Tov, she'in simcha lefanim, there is nothing before it, so there's no continuity in that. And therefore, we'll exclude that, but nothing to do with Rebbe Elazar. The truth is, you don't need to have Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, again, according to this version of Ravin in Rebbe Elazar. Now the Gemara continues with what our Mishnah was speaking about regarding the halachas of the Karban Chagiga. Amar Rav Kahana, Minayin le'emure chagigas chamisha asa. From where do you know, regarding the sacrificial parts, the fats that are brought on the Mizbeach, of the Karban Chagiga, which type of a Karban Chagiga, the one that's brought on the 15th of Nisan, shenifsalim belina, that they become invalid by leaving it overnight. And that is in spite of the fact that we had explained that according to everybody, the consumption of the meat of the Karban Chagiga of the 15th can be eaten even the following day, which is for 2 days and one night. However, the fats, the sacrificial parts, will become invalid, will become pasul of lina, even before that time, already in the morning of the next day. Like it says in the Pasuk of Shemais, should not leave over the fats of my carbon up until the morning. Now, v'samechle, and it says nearby that a different Pasuk, which is talking about something else. It says reishis, which there it's talking about reishis bikur ad maschil, it's talking about the first of your bikurim, the first fruits, a different halacha. But it does still say it near this halacha of the fats of the carbon being left over till the morning. It says the word reishis. Lememra, the high biker, is coming to teach you from this smichas, from this juxtaposition, that this morning that we say you shouldn't leave over the fats is biker rishon, is the first morning. That's where Rav Kahana learns that this, although again the chagig itself can be eaten for 2 days and one night, the fats will only be for that 1 day and one night, and then it already become pasul lina. So Maskevler Rav Yosef now asks on this interpretation of Rav Kahana. Time of the cause of reishis. You're making it sound like that the only reason why you're saying that the Imurim of the Chagigah of the 15th becomes Pasul Lina, the first morning, is because the next Pasuk says the term Reishis, Holikos of Reishis. But if it wouldn't have said the next Pasuk the first, Havamina my Baker, I would have thought to say that what does it mean morning? Baker Sheni would mean the second morning. Now that's difficult, and with this question, the Gemara will conclude with Rav Yosef's question that he holds that you don't need a drasha to tell you by the smichas of Reishis that it's going to be the first morning, because just saying Baker, which is what the Pasuk says, I would already know and assume that it's talking about the first morning, and just with the Pasuk itself, and Reishis is coming to say something totally different, just with that itself, I would know that the Imurim of the Chagiga of the 15th has to be and will become Pasul Lina already by the first morning. And that is because he has the following question. Mi ikamidi. Is it possible to have something, the basar ifsale miurta, that the meat itself already becomes pasul on the evening, and that is when it passes through the 16th of Nisan, when you already had, it's brought on the 15th, so you have the 2 days of one night that everyone says the chagig could be brought, so the 15th and the 16th, and the night in between them. So when it's already passed the day of the 16th, going into the night of the 17th, where there the meat already becomes pasul because it already passed its 2 days of one night. Ve'emurin, and you would think that the sacrificial parts would be at safra, they would be kosher up until the morning of the 17th, Because you're saying, without this rashis, I would say, oh, so what is boiker? The second morning. That means the sacrificial parts are going to be kosher till the second morning, which is the morning of the 17th. How could that be? If anything, the sacrificial parts are more chamer, and it's going to be kosher for a longer time than the meat itself is kosher for. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye respond, Alamalai, why not? Who said that can't be? Bari Pesach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because I'll tell you, I'll show you, regarding the Korban Pesach, which according to Rabbi Elazar, which is brought in the last parak in the Kaf Chof Amad Beis, that he says, Min HaTorah, the eating of the Korban Pesach is only kosher up until Chatzais and not more. So the Basar Ifzalim Chatzais, where there the meat of the Korban Pesach will become invalid already after midnight on the night of the 15th, meaning going from the 14th to the 15th, Veimur Metzafra, yet Veimur, the sacrificial parts, as the Pasuk says, Ad Baker, only become possible by the morning. So you see that although that maybe the Veimur Mamochamer on some level, but it could be valid and only become possible at a later point in time. Rava says, Rabbi Yosef Hachikokashalit. This was Rabbi Yosef's question that he was asking, which the Gemara does conclude with the question of Rabbi Yosef on Rav Kahana. And that is, Mi Ikemidi. Is it possible to have something? In other words, can you have an explanation in the Pasuk that Baker should mean Baker Sheni? And that's why you said you needed Rashis to say it was going to be the first morning. But we find the Ilu Tana, we have a Tana of a Brisa that the Gemara is going to quote, that Labasar, that even for meat, which is more lenient than the Emurim, that Loi Bayu Rashis, that Tana does not need the term Rashis. And that when the Pasuk there says Baker, that the Tana assumes that the baker means the first morning, even though it's talking about something more lenient as it is regarding meat. Yet for Rav Kahana le'imurim, Rav Kahana, who he's discussing imurim, which the kedusha of imurim are more chamer than meat, by rashis, and he requires rashis, and that is, he would not say that baker itself would mean baker rishon without the term rashis. How can you say that? And therefore, if the Tana is saying Baker means the first morning, even for meat, most definitely would mean the first morning for a Emurim, and therefore you don't need to have Rashis, which the Gemara explains. Mahi, what is this Tana that we're showing from this Tana that he says Baker without the word Rashis, even by meat, means the first morning? The Tana, like, Linda Bryson, it says a pasuk in Sefer Devar. Loyolin min habasar asher tizbach be'erev b'yom rishon. You should not leave over from the meat that was slaughtered in the evening of the first day, la Baker, until the morning. Now, this is talking about, as Rashi explains, the Karma Chagiga of the 14th of Nisan, which was slaughtered together with the Karma Pesach in the evening of the 14th. And as Rashi says, you can't say it's talking about the evening of the first day of the Yom Tov. That's what's talking about. In other words, for the Chagiga of the 15th, because what would the term then be Be'erev? The Shechita of the Karma Chagiga of the 15th could be the entire day. So it must be talking about the Chagiga of the 14th, which is only in the time of when the Karma Pesach is slaughtered, which is already from afternoon in that what's called Bein Harbayim in the evening time. So that's what the Pasuk says, that you can't leave it over until the morning. So we continue on Talmud Beis. What limit al chagigas yadalt? So as we explained that the Pasuk's Tugmat, the Chagiga the 14th, it teaches you shenachelas lishne yamim b'layla echa, that Karma Chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and one night. And that is because that baker is talking about after it says the pasuk of that it's eaten for the evening of that it's eaten for the first day, that when it says then la baker is going to be pasul, that means the morning of the 16th. That's what the pasuk is talking about. As the Brisa elaborates, the Brisa then says maybe not, or maybe that when it says baker, it means the baker of the 15th, the first morning. That's that, and therefore the Karma Chagiga that's brought on the 14th will only kosher for that day, for the 14th, and for that night of the 15th. Once it reaches the morning of the 15th, it will be possible. And Kishu Aimer, when it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim, by Yom Harishon on the first day, and that is it says over there in the Pasuk, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Dal, V'lo Yolin Min HaBasar, you should not leave it from the meat, which we just quoted, Asher Tizbach, that you were slaughtered Be'erv in the evening, by Yom Harishon, on the first day, La Baker, in the morning. So what that teaches us is that, obviously, that you could eat it the entire first day of the Yom Tov. That's what it says, that it's by Yom Harishon. Now, when it says, La Baker, that you should not leave it over up until the morning, now, Hari Baker Sheni Amr. So obviously, it's like the first tzad we had, that when it says the Pasul of Lina is going to be in the morning, it must be talking about that the second morning, in other words, the morning of the 16th, not the 15th, because we just said that you could consume it by Yom Harishon, and by Yom Harishon is the first day, so it must be the 16th. So therefore, the Brisa says, clearly, you could eat it for 2 days and one night. But then the Brisa goes back. Or maybe it's not true. Maybe it's going to be possible already the morning of the first day, which the Gemara later is going to ask, how can we say that? We just said that there's two components of the pasuk. It first is Bayim HaRishon, that you could eat it. That's one day. And then it says LaBoiker in the morning, which is the morning of the second day. So we see that it could be eaten for 2 days or one night. But that the Gemara will explain later. But that's what the Bryce is saying right now. Or maybe no. Maybe it's going to be only a good up until the first morning. But then the Bryce addresses something else. If I'm going to be saying then, which we're going to explain how that's even possible, that the Karma Chagiga of Yudal is only eaten for one day and one night and becomes postulating the first morning of the 15th, then umani mekayim chagiga hanachelus lishne yom laila echad. But then, what am I going to be explaining regarding that? What we know that the karma chagiga could be eaten for 2 days and one night, because that's learned out from a different pasuk that there is a chagiga that's eaten for 2 days, which the Gemara later on will explain. Where do we find that, and what type of chagiga are we going to be saying that that's talking about? And that the Braisa says, that's not difficult, because that's chutz mizu, except for this one. In other words, the chagiga, the 14th, can only be eaten for 1 day and one night. And although we say elsewhere, which we're going to explain where that is, that the chagiga is eaten for 2 days and one night, that's talking about other karma chagigas. And that the Braisa says, kishu oim ribay, but when it says regarding the shlamim that's eaten for 2 days, which is a pasuk in Vayikra, it says over there, im neder oy nedava. That if you're going to bring this carbon shlamim as something that you took a vow, or if you're just donating it, so there the pasuk says that im neder ay nedava zevach karbani will be the carbon that you're going to bring. On the day that you bring it, you will eat it. Umimachres, and the following day. So that's where the Gemara elsewhere tells us that it's for 2 days and one night, that the night in between it, that one is allowed to eat the carbon shlamim. Now, the pasuk should have said neder ay nedava. What is it? Why does it say im neder ay nedava? What do you need that im for? That's a ribui. That's inclusion to tell you that even shalmei chayva, even obligatory karbonei shlamim, that they're eaten for 2 days and one night. And that is what the Brayer says. Limer al chagigas yadala. That teaches regarding the karma chagiga of the 14th. Shenachelis lebeiz yamim b'layla echad. That does conclude our explanation that the karma chagiga is. Finally, that we say that it is for 2 days and one night and not for 1 day and one night, and it's not going to be possible on the first morning. And later on, the Gemara is going to explain that from where do we see from this pasuk that it's a reference to the chagiga of the 14th, that will be included from im neder and nedava, that will also have the halacha of the shlamim that's eaten for 2 days and one night. However, right now, the Gemara first is going to explain the brisa. And then, after it concludes the explanation of the Braisa, it's going to conclude the question that Rabbi Yosef had in Rav Kahana, that we find that the Tana says, even for meat, that you don't need reishis to mean the first morning. And definitely, not like Rav Kahana, that the Imurim should have to have a reishis to tell you that Boker means the first morning. As the Gemara explains, Amamah, the Tana of the Braisa said, after it had L'chayra just proven that the Karma Chagiga is for 2 days and one night, it says, no, oy eina ela Boker Rishon. Or maybe not. Maybe when it says Boker, it means the morning of the first day of Pesach. Which the Gemara asks, the Amrit, you just finished saying in the Braisa, Kishuhu Aimu, when it says in the Pasik Bayim Harishan, it says that you will slaughter on the evening of the first day. So Hare Baker Shane the Amr. So obviously, when it then says that you can't leave it over till the morning, it's obviously talking about the morning of the second day, because it says that the first day you could eat it. So it must be that it could be consumed for 2 days and one night. So how could then the Braisa then go back and say, oh, maybe not, maybe it's going to be possible on the first morning? And that the Gemara says, Hachikama. What the Braisa meant to say was, Oyeina Elo, or maybe that it's really only for 1 day and one night. Now, although it said in the Pasuk already, Bayim Harishon LaBoker, that the first day and then to the morning, that's referring to something else. And that is because B'shtecha Gigas HaKasim Adaber. The Pasuk should be split up into two parts. Don't assume, as we had been assuming up until now, that it's the same thing, and therefore if it says Bayim Harishon, which means you could eat on the first day, and then if it says Laboika, that it's going to be possible, it must be the next morning, which means that you could have it for 2 days and one night. No, it's talking about two different chagigas, and split up the pasuk into two parts. Achas chagigas yadal, one is talking about the chagiga of the 14th, v'achas chagigas tezvav, and one is the chagiga that's brought on the 15th. V'zula baikra. And each one is being brought on its each respective morning. And this is what the pasuk should be understood, as Rashi explains. When it first says la yolin mi basar, that you should not leave over from the meat, it's a reference to the meat of the chagiga of the 14th, which it says asher tizbach be'erv, that you will bring in on by the evening, which that's the one that's brought in the evening, that's at the same time the Karm Pesach. Now, generally, lina is in the morning, And that's why that is a, which that part of the pasuk is talking about is only for one day and one night, because in the morning it already becomes lina. Now, from that which the pasuk then says that by yom harishon on the first day, that's a reference to the chagiga of the 15th, which is brought on the first day of Yom Tov. Not that a reference to the chagiga yadal that it could be eaten on the first day of Yom Tov. And that is what the pasuk says: you should not do lina la baker to the morning of the 16th. You're right, La Baker obviously means the next day, which is the morning of the 16th. But that's not a reference to the Chagiga that's brought on the 14th to say that it's eaten for 2 days or one night. It's a different carbon, the carbon of the 15th, where then La Baker is the next morning of the 16th. But each one is saying it's only going to be good for one day and one night. However, on that, Hada Amad, that's what the Tana then responded and said, Ella, but then, if that's the case, how am I going to explain the Kaimalan that this halacha that we know chagiga hanachelis lishne yomim b'layla echad, we know there is a carbon chagiga that's eaten for 2 days and one night, as we said, chutz mizu, except for this one. Fine, so except this one. But then imkain im neder o nedava b'may, there is a pasuk which we said is a ribui regarding the carbon shlamim that it says if, which is the im, which is extra, if it's going to be brought as a vow or as a donation, that we're going to include something. What is it going to include? Which chagiga, besides this one of the 14th that you were trying to say, are you going to fulfill this halacha that the karma chagiga can be eaten for 2 days or one night? Because you're equating all of them the same. You're saying that both the 14th and the 15th in your explanation of the pasuk are going to be only for one day and one night. So where do you find that when the pasuk says im neder, that it's going to include a chagiga that's eaten for 2 days? Which one is it? Obviously, you have to say that it's going on the chagiga of Yadalid. That's what the pasuk im neder and the dove is coming to tell you, that it's eaten for 2 days and one night, as the Gemara explains what the Brisa was saying. Ichagigas Yadalid, if you're going to tell me that's going on the chagiga of the 14th, but according to you, Huxiv Bayim Belayla, you just explained the pasuk by splitting it up into two parts, by Yom Rishon one part, Labuk is something else, that the chagiga of Yadal is only good for one day and one night, not included in Im to tell you 2 days and one night. And Ichagigas Tezvav, and if you would be saying it's going on the chagiga of the 15th, Huxiv Bayim Belayla, according to you, it also says in your interpretation of the pasuk that's only good for one day and one night. So obviously, that as Rashi explains, either way, the way to understand this will have to tell us that it's going to be kosher, the chagiga, the 14th, for 2 days and one night. Because even if you're going to say that im neder, this inclusion of im neder, that it's like shlamim for 2 days and one night, is going on the chagiga, the 15th, because that's the more lenient one, because it's not brought with the carbon pesach, and therefore it's not going to be like the pesach that's only good for one night, it'll be good for 2 days and one night, and therefore that's where it's for 2 days, but then by default, that must mean when the pasuk says of Vayim Harishon Labaker, that Labaker is not going on the Chagiga of the 15th to say that it's only good Labaker for one day, one night, because you're telling me you're including that from Im Neder. So therefore must be going back on Asher Tizbach Be'erev. And therefore then it's teaching you regarding what that part of the pasuk is talking about, regarding the Chagiga of the 14th, that it can be eaten the entire Yom Rishon, and then Labaker up until the morning of the 16th. And therefore we do see clearly, either way, either Im Neder is going on the 14th, and if Im Neder is going on the 15th, but then the other part of the pasuk that we're talking about by the Chagiga of the 14th is not going on the 15th, and only on the 14th, and therefore it's back to what we said before, that it must be telling us that it could be eaten until Labaker Hasheni for 2 days and one night, as the Gemara explains. Elahai, so rather, must mean that when it says in the pasuk Im Neder, L'chagigas Tesvav, so then, again, as we explain, either it's going on the 14th, and even if you don't want to say it's going on the 14th, it's going on the 15th, but then v'heich kulei kro, then it comes out that entire pasuk of v'yem harishon, like we just explained, is the chagigas yadalad, is going on the chagigah yadalad, and therefore, limer chagigas yadalad, shenachelis nishneyam b'laylecha, that's what the conclusion of the explanation of the braisa is. Therefore, by default, you have to say that the chagigah of the 14th will be able to be eaten for 2 days and one night. Now the Gemara concludes the question that Rabbi Yosef has in Rav Kahana. Because whereas we find clearly by the Tana the Braisa, that even for Basar, which is more lenient than the Imurim, that it doesn't need to have Reishis, and that is, had the Pasuk not written these two components, which is how we're concluding, of Bayem HaRishon and Labaker, which is Mashma, that it's good for 2 days and one night, if it didn't say that, I would have thought to say that what is Baker? It's only because I have Bayem HaRishon, but what would Baker then mean? Baker would mean the first morning. Even though, what's the pasuk talking about? The meat of the carbon, which is more lenient. Therefore, most definitely, Rabbi Yosef is saying, when it says Baker by the Chel of Chagi, by the Emurin, which is Mochamer, I most definitely don't need to have Rashis. As the Gemara explains, time of the Chsib by Yom HaRishon LaBaker, the understanding of the time of the Braisa was, since it says by Yom HaRishon, which we said, obviously means that it could be eaten the first day, and then LaBaker, then the morning, the my Baker, the what does morning mean? Baker Sheni. So that's why it means the second morning. But if it would have just said Baker without the word Bayam Rishon, then what would that have meant? Baker Rishon would have meant the first morning. And even though it doesn't say Rishon over there by meat, so most definitely Rav Yosef says, now like Rav Kahana, that Baker itself would have told us that the Emurim of the 15th can only be up until the morning, and that I don't need to have Rishon. And although that there is a juxtaposition to the next pasuk of Rishon of Bikurim, that must be that it's coming to teach us something else, but you don't really need to have Rishon itself to teach you that the Emurim of the Chagiga of the 15th is going to be possible with overnight lina, because that would be obvious just with the words of Baker. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, speaking about what the previous Mishnah is, besides the previous Mishnah, but speaking about regarding Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So the Mishnah begins, HaPesach Sheshachtu Shaloi Lishmai B'Shabbos. So although we said that certain halachas, specifically regarding shechita of the Karban Pesach, is permitted to be done on Erev Pesach, even though it's Shabbos, however, now our Mishnah will be speaking about if you do an invalid shechita on Shabbos. What is the halacha? So if someone slaughters the Karban Pesach, shaloi lishma, which means not for the intention of bringing it as a Karban Pesach, but rather with the intention of bringing it for a different Pesach, for a different Karban, not a Karban Pesach. And as Rashi explained, that he thinks that just like you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach for Lishmai, for its name for Pesach, they would also be permitted to bring it Shalai Lishmai, even if I have in mind, you know, let it be a Chatas for me, let it be an Ayah, let it be something else. On that, the Mishnah tells us, Chayav Alav Chatas, he's liable for a Karban Chatas because he was Mechal Shabbos, B'shoigik, he made a mistake, he thought you're allowed to bring it for something else, but you're not. It wasn't a valid Shechita as a Karban Pesach, you're not fulfilling the Mitzvah, and therefore he did one Lamatas Malachas, so you're Chayav Chatas. However, regarding other karbanas that you were bringing on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos, for the intention of bringing it as a Karban Pesach, which means it's not really Karban Pesach, it's some other karban, but you're saying, let me bring it as a Karban Pesach. On that it depends. Im einin ru'uyin, if they're not fit as a Karban Pesach, for example, if this other karban was a calf, or as a ram in its second year, or as a female, all these criteria that are not valid to be brought as a Karban Pesach, then Chayiv, then he's going to be Chayiv Achiv of Chatas, again, if he forgot that it's Shabbos, or he thought that Yelada shecht other animals, other Karbanas, for the purpose of a Karban Pesach on Shabbos, because that's not what's considered, which we'll see later on, which will be a criteria of Machlokes, that's not even considered what's called Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah, he's not making a mistake in his process of fulfilling a Mitzvah, because everybody knows that these animals, whether it being the keva or a ram or cattle, that they're not kosher as a Karban Pesach, and therefore you will be chayav achiyav chatas because that's considered shaygig, that you made an error, but it's not toya, which is a mistaken element when you're fulfilling a mitzvah. The imruyenhein, however, if this animal, this other carbon, was fit, it was fit the criteria to be able to be brought as a Karban Pesach, for example, if it's a lamb in its first year, which is a Karban Shlamim, which then you slaughtered for the intention of bringing as a Karban Pesach. Now, since you were involved and you were confused in your slaughtering of the Karban Pesachs, so this individual made a mistake. He did not recall that this was sanctified for something else. There's all these animals and everyone's quickly busy. Oh, it's Erev Pesach, we got to get all the Karban Pesachs. And this one looked like a Karban Pesach. It was a lamb in its first year that was male. So we have a machlokes if someone goes, and although it's not a Karban Pesach, and he slaughters it for the purpose of a Karban Pesach, if he's going to be Chayav Chatas or not. Rebbe Lezer Mechayav Chatas. Rebbe Lezer holds that he's liable for a Chayav Chatas, and that is, although he's what's called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, he was trying to fulfill a mitzvah, and he made a mistake, still he's Chayav. Rebbe Yeshua Paita, however, Rebbe Yeshua says he's going to be exempt. And the reason why, and this is the fundamental principle that's different between a Shogig and Tov, is because he holds that someone that's what's called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, he makes a mistake in his fulfillment of a mitzvah, and he ultimately does some form of a mitzvah, he will be kpater, will be exempt from a chiyav chatas. Because this person ultimately did do a mitzvah because he brought a carbon. And the reason why, although it was done shalai lishmav, let's say this was a shlamim, and he thought he's bringing it as a carbon pesach, because the halacha is that all zvachim, all karbanis that were slaughtered shalai lishma, except for the exception of carbon pesach and chatas, are kosher. And Rabbi Yeshua holds what's quoted in Perek Tamanishchad, that even other karbanis that are brought even for a Karban Pesach, on Erev Pesach are still valid as a carbon. Therefore, since in his process of doing a Dvar Mitzvah, which he ultimately did, he was violating an Isser, it's still going to be exempt from a Chiyuv of Chatas. So now the Mishnah brings this debate, this discussion that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua had regarding this halacha, if you're putter when you're talking about Dvar Mitzvah or not. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yeshua, wait a second. Ma'im ha-Pesach shuhu moter. I'll prove to you that if regarding a Karban Pesach, which you're permitted to slaughter on Shabbos, lishmoy, only when you're doing it l'shem Karban Pesach. Yet, b'shashina eshemoy, but when you're doing it shaloy lishma, you agree to me, as we had just quoted in the Mishnah before, that no one argues, that chayiv, that you'll be chayiv achatas, and therefore, zvachim shein asurin lishman. So if regular Karbanas, which are usher even when they're being done lishma, which the way they're supposed to be done, to be done on Shabbos, that is not Teichet Shabbos. Therefore, Keshashin Eshman, when you're doing them Shaloi Lishma, when you're doing it L'Shem Pesach, in a Din Shei Chayiv, that you should be liable, because you're not even doing it the way it should be done. And even when it's the way it should be done, you're Chayiv, most definitely when you're doing it Shaloi Lishma, definitely not better, that you should definitely be Chayiv Achatos. So only Rabbi Shu responded to him, says, Loi, no. Imamarta BePesach, if you're going to show me by Karban Pesach, that yes, it's only Kasher Lishma, but even there where it's kasher lishma, it's going to be pasul shalei lishma, because shashinehu bedavar aser. What did you change it to when you did it shalei lishma? You changed it to something that is forbidden, because you were slaughtering it for the intention of other karbanos, let's say shlamim, which is forbidden to shecht on Pesach. That's why it's going to be aser when you're doing it shalei lishma. Whereas taimi bezvachim, but would you say the same thing by other karbanos? Shashina medavar hamutir. Where you're changing it to something that is permitted to shecht on Shabbos, which is you're slaughtering it for the purpose of a Karban Pesach, which you're allowed to slaughter on Shabbos. Therefore, since that's what you're doing it for, that's the Tabit Dvar Mitzvah that you're doing, that would be considered that you would be Patur, because you are doing it for something in its Shalom Lishma form, for that thing which is permitted to be done on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar responded back to Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Emuri Tzibur, the Karbanis that are said regarding a tzibur, the public, on Shabbos, for example, Karban Tamed or Karban Musaf, which that the rabbin, the people, the Jewish people themselves bring, Yechichu, that will prove my point. Shehin Mutarin, where they're permitted to be shechted on Shabbos, Lishman, only when they're brought for the purpose of a Tamed or a Karban Musaf. Yet Vahashechit, when people slaughter other Karbanas, Lishman, for the intention of the Karban Tumah, let's say you bring a regular Karban Shlamim, you bring it, I want to bring it as a Karban Tumah, or Karban Musaf, on Shabbos, although that's a case of where you're being Shina, that Karban, that other Zevach, for the intention of something that could be slaughtered on Shabbos, and yet Chayiv, and still you're Chayiv, so you see your logic that you're telling me, that you're changing it to something that's permitted to be done on Shabbos, is not a reason for that to be Mutter. On that, Amalei Bishur responds, he says, Loi, no, you can't compare what I was saying when you're doing another Pesach, another carbon for Pesach, which will be permitted because Pesach could be done on Shabbos, to what you're showing me from a carbon tab and a carbon musaf. Because im amar tabe murid tzibur, if you're going to tell me regarding other carbonas that are being slaughtered for the carbon tzibur, let's say tamen and musaf, where there I agree that you'll be chayiv. Sheyesh lehen kitzva, because there is a set amount that there are of carbon tamids and musafs that are brought, because essentially what this means, in this explanation, Rabbi Shu's opinion of being tab advar mitzvah, which he holds you're exempt, which Rabbi Elazar's argument says that you're not exempt, that this person does not see many other people involved in slaughtering many karbanas, because there's only a certain amount of karban tamid that are brought on Shabbos and karban musaf, and therefore once the karban tamid is already slaughtered, he knows there's no need for slaughtering other animals, and therefore that wouldn't be considered what we're calling ta'ah b'dvar mitzvah. It would be considered a shaygig, because, and this is the fundamental principle, is that he shouldn't have made such a mistake. And therefore, that's not considered a ta'ah. That's as if you were coming to do a dvar mitzvah. That's called shaygi. That was an error. And the error, you're chayiv achiv chatzis for. Whereas teime bePesach shein leKitzvah, would you say the same thing regarding carbon Pesach, which doesn't have a set amount? And what that means is because everybody has to bring a carbon Pesach. And essentially what this means is that this person sees so many people. They're all involved in bringing carbons. The whole Jewish people are bringing carbon Pesachs. And he's also involved, trying to get the mitzvah done. Now, even if he already slaughtered his own Karban Pesach, but he finds some other animal there hanging around in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, he thinks it's a Karban Pesach. And now he says, you know what, I'm afraid this person forgot, I'm going to slaughter it for this Karban Pesach, for whoever it is. And he made this mistake. This is what's called Ta'a. That's why it's called Ta'yib Advar Mitzvah, because it makes sense that he should have made it. A shaygig is an error that you should not have made. You should have known better. A tah is what? How should I have known? This is everybody's bringing. This is an animal. I thought this was a Korban Pesach. Therefore, that would be considered tah b'dvar mitzvah. And you're, since you're doing it for a Pesach, although this animal that you're right, lishma would not be good. But what you're doing it shalo lishma for is the Korban Pesach, which makes sense that he should have thought to do that, which is tah b'dvar mitzvah. There I'll say that you're going to be exempt. Whereas, of course, I agree to you by the Tamar and the Musaf. If you do a regular animal for a Tamar and a Musaf, there's no Tal B'Dvar Mitzvah element over there. Of course, even though you're doing it for something that can be done on Shabbos, that's not a reason, essentially, to make you exempt. It's just a criteria of Tal B'Dvar Mitzvah that you don't have with it, because what type of mistake would you make? Everyone knows there's a certain amount of Tamar and no one's coming to bring animals. Why would you think that you have to bring other animals, whichever they are, as a Tamar and a Musaf? So that was Rabbi Shua's response. However, Rabbi Meir essentially does away with the whole question of Rabbi Elazar, because he says it's not true. Af ha-sheichid, even someone that slaughters other animals every Shabbos of the year, l'shem imur tzibur, with the intention of bringing it as a karma tamid or karma musaf, you're right, pata, you would be exempt. Which is, he doesn't have to come on to Rabbi Shua's teretz of saying that there's a difference between the two. It's not true. You're right, if you're doing it, even though l'shma would be a problem. But if you're doing it shalo l'shma for an animal that could be done on Shabbos, that itself would be a ptur, would be an exemption from being done on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah concludes by saying other obligations of chatas that will come onto a person by slaughtering the Korban Pesach improperly. Up until now we were speaking about if you're doing it shalo l'shma. Now the Mishnah concludes with other types of slaughtering of the Korban Pesach that will be a violation, will not be a good Korban, which although you allow to do shechita Korban Pesach on Shabbos, this will be invalid, and therefore one will be chayv achayv chatas. Shachru, if someone slaughters the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, shaloi lo'eichlav, for those that cannot consume the Korban Pesach, which that is a apostle Korban Pesach, that is, this person, he either forgot that it's Shabbos, or he thought that you're allowed to do that, that it would be kosher, and that you're allowed to do it shaloi lo'eichlav, which means, as we had explained, for an elderly person or for someone that's ill. So again, that would be mechayev and mechatas. Or v'shaloi lemnuyev, or for those, he's slaughtering the Korban Pesach, for those that are not counted on it again, which makes the Korban Pesach pasul. Or la'reilin, for those that are uncircumcised, for tamein, and for those that are richly impure. Chayiv, he's going to be chayiv achatis in all these cases, because as we explained, that you can't be deicha Shabbos for such a shechita, because only a kashra shechita of the Korban Pesach is deicha Shabbos. When you're doing it for all these four different types of category of people, which would not make it a kashra Korban Pesach, and therefore, you're doing an Issadei Raisa for a non-mitzvah purpose, which would be Mechayiv Yechiv Chatas. However, the Mishnah does say, if you're doing it lo'eichlav vishaloi lo'eichlav, if you're doing it for those that could consume and for those that cannot, which means only some are elderly and ill and others are healthy, or lemnuyi vishaloi lemnuyi, for those that are counted on it and for those that are not, or lemaylim v'arelim, for those that are circumcised and for those that are uncircumcised, or letmeim v'tahayim, for those that are pure and for those that are impure, pater, then he would be exempt. And that is because that would still be a kosher or Korban Pesach, as the Gemara teaches in Perek Tamad Nishchat, that if at least some of those can consume it, which means those that are malin, those that are tahar, those that are menuyin, those that are oichlin, then already will not be a Korban Pesach that's pasul, and therefore that's why it's going to be a kosher shchita, and that's why it won't be chayiv achatas. However, shachtu v'nimtzu ba'al mum chayiv. If you slaughter the Korban Pesach, and then after you slaughter, you realize that it was a Baal Mum that had a blemish, you're going to be chayev achatas, because that's what's called a shug, it was an error. That's not what's called an oinus, as Rashi calls it, which would mean unavoidable, because you should have checked. A mum is something on the external that you could see, and if you only realize afterwards, oh yeah, I didn't realize this is not a kosher pesach, because it has a mum, that is considered a shug, an error, and you're chayev achatas. However, shachter benimtza treifa baseser, if you slaughter the animal, and you find an internal tarfus, something that makes the animal that it can't live, and hence an unkosher zvicha to be kosher as a korban, then he's going to be put as an exempt, because what should he have done? He would not have known that beforehand, and you have to slaughter an animal. If it turns out to be a treif, it's not good, but he's not chayav achatas for that. That was what would be called an element of ignis. Shachtu v'noida shemashcha ba'al mesyadim, if he slaughtered the korban and he found out afterwards that the owners had already removed themselves before the shechita from this korban and they counted themselves on a different group, which means that this group had no owners, which again would not be a kasher korban pesach, or he heard afterwards that they had died, or that they became richly impure, where now obviously these korbanos would not have been allowed to have been shechted, because it's not going to be a valid korban pesach. It doesn't have owners that could eat from the korban. still Potzi is going to be exempt, and that's because Nesha Shachad Brishos, because he had slaughtered the Korban Pesach with permission, and that is, as again, as Rashi had coined this term of Einis, it was unavoidable. He didn't have to know beforehand that there was no owner, that they had died. There's no reason to assume that, and therefore he doesn't have to check and find it about his as he's about to shech. Oh, are they still alive? Did they never come tame? It's something that we don't have to assume otherwise, and therefore since he did the shechita with reshus, with permission, that's not even considered a shaygig. Rather, that would be considered an oynis, and therefore in those type of cases, he's going to be exempt from the chivachatas, although it was not a kosher shechita of the Korban Pesach, and it was done on Shabbos.